This is the story of the tribulation. First there is a warning, then the Antichrist takes Iraq. Jesus is called to break the seals and blow the trumpets. First, the four horsemen represent war between the nuclear powers. 1760 nukes impact the earth. One out of four will perish. Those who call upon the Lord will be saved. Radiation fallout causes Eastern Europe and Russia to invade.
Billion souls. as I walked among the somber faces, I could sense the resignation in their eyes, the whispers of salvation through divine intervention echoed through the crowd. A flicker of hope in a world consumed by darkness. Was it true? A grim reality that left me with only one path to follow, to seek solace in the arms of God's love. It was as if He was calling out to us, demanding our attention in the face of
suffocating blanket. The danger in the elliptical orbit was real, tangible, a threat looming on the horizon. A planet hurtling towards Earth, a harbinger of destruction and chaos. As the news spread like wildfire, a hush fell over the world. People whispered in fear and disbelief, their eyes searching the heavens for any sign of hope. Was there a God watching over us? Had He sent His Son to plead with the muffled sounds of weeping and prayers, a cacophony of voices raised in desperation and supplication. The fragility of our existence had never been more apparent. Our mortality laid bare before us like an open wound. As I gazed out into the night sky, searching for answers among the stars, a sense of awe and dread washed over me. The cosmos held its secrets close, whispering of ancient truths and mysteries. Comet's tail, a grim reminder of our impending fate. Nuclear war had ravaged the earth, leaving behind a scarred wasteland and claiming the lives of 2 billion souls. Flicker of hope in a world consumed by darkness. precipice of extinction. I knew that only faith could guide me through the chaos that lay ahead. It's a calm day. The world as I know it will change forever. You can see the massive planet, a sight to behold. The end has come, my legs become weak. I am not sure where to hide. Fear grips my soul. I call upon God and He sends me peace. It's early morning, the sky is changing, the gravitational pull has begun. A groaning is upon the earth, crackling sounds, trees falling and boulders falling down the hillside. I look for escape, but there is none. A bright planet is passing by the earth. You can see it behind the building, swaying to and fro. Suddenly there is a great movement. Event is here. I can hear the building fall, rumbling to the ground. No building is spot in the world. All of the works of men are fallen. God stands tall in heaven, bringing salvation to all who call upon His name. You can hear the people call Him, then silence. Over 5 billion will die this day. A dark day without light, suffocating hope for this world. The only light is in God's eyes as He brings people to the promised land where peace and love will reign forever. The extinction is of evil and the birth is with heaven. I can hear the building fall, rumbling to the ground. No building is spied in the world. All of the works of men have fallen. Stands tall in heaven, bringing salvation to all who call upon His name. You can hear the people call Him, and silence covers them all. Over 5 billion will die this day. A dark day without light, suffocating hope for this world. The only light is in God's eyes as He brings people to the promised land where peace and love will reign forever. The extinction is of evil, the new birth is with heaven.
But before I can take another breath, everything goes dark.
I am in Israel today, witnessing the chaos unfolding before my eyes. Eastern Europe and Russia have invaded, desperate and starving, tens of millions pour into northern Israel. Their faces etched with fear and desperation, the ground shakes violently, sending them sprawling as they rise. Panic sets in and they turn on each other in a frenzy of violence. Amidst the chaos, the eerie silence descends for 30 long minutes, broken only by the agonizing cries of the dying. A wall of fire approaches, a harbinger of destruction for Europe and Africa. The debris from the planet hurtles towards Earth, igniting everything in its path. Trees and grass catch fire, casting an apocalyptic glow. Their belongings lay abandoned, now tools for Israel's survival. During the impending reign of the Antichrist, this grim spectacle unfolds 7 months before his rule begins. The once majestic dome of the rock lies in ruins, a symbol of the upheaval that grips the land. Antichrist meets with Israel, laying plans for a new temple to rise from the ashes. Smoke billows into the sky, trees ablaze like towering infernos. The earth itself seems to rebel against the impending doom. Question lingers in my mind like a specter. When will this nightmare end?
How can we possibly escape the wrath of the great day of the Lord? Extinction looms large over us all.
This continent shift and tremble in their final throes.
The next impact will be the Atlantic Ocean, as the world turns into the comet tail. Just a few hours from the firestorm, the world is taking another hit. It's like a mountain on fire coming into the ocean, where one third of the oceans will be destroyed. God has chosen a time to teach people that he is God and has control over the lives of people on earth. We are his people, and when we come call on his name, we become sons and daughters of God. This seems so drastic that people won't conform. Without great conflict, people could choose to be loved by God. But somehow it's almost impossible for people to submit to God. The impact causes the ocean of vapor rise and pushes waves miles high against the shores of North, Central, and South America. What was left of cities is now washed away by the great displacement of water. Africa and Europe were burned with fire. Now the Americas are suffering the brunt of the impact. This disaster is truly an extinction event. How can I describe this event? If an asteroid were to hit the ocean, the effects would be significant, but not necessarily apocalyptic. Here are some key points. Initial impact, the asteroid would create a massive splash, generating waves that could be hundreds of meters to kilometers high. However, these waves would likely dissipate quickly and wouldn't cause the widespread tsunamis often depicted in movies. If the impact occurred close to a populated coastline, it could result in severe flooding, shock waves, high temperatures, and hurricane force winds. One of the most significant effects would be the injection of water vapor into the atmosphere. This water vapor, a potent greenhouse gas, could linger in the stratosphere for months to years, potentially leading to long-term climate warming. When we think about the prospect of an asteroid impact on Earth, it's easy to imagine the cataclysmic death and destruction that would result if a space rock smashed into a large city or urban area. But given that more than 70% of the globe is covered in water, it's more likely that an asteroid would touch down somewhere in the world's oceans. But what would that mean for land dwellers like you and me? The answer is the path of the storm shows the Atlantic Ocean comes after the wall of fire. While an initial asteroid impact in the ocean could generate splash waves ranging from hundreds of meters to even kilometers high, unless the collision occurred close to the coast, the simulations suggest a tsunami. Devastating the shoreline is unlikely. That's because the shock waves generated by one-off impacts like an asteroid are relatively short compared to more widespread disruptions such as an earthquake. The difference means that the waves resulting from an asteroid impact wouldn't actually propagate very far. Although you certainly wouldn't want to be close by. If an asteroid were to land in the ocean within 10 to 20 kilometers of a populated coastline, the effects would be devastating. The researchers say, resulting in severe flooding, shock waves in the air, high temperatures and hurricane force winds. But even if the waves generated by a large asteroid never came close to hitting our shores, that doesn't mean an impact taking place far out at sea wouldn't be dangerous. Another threat asteroids pose when landing in ocean. Water vapor makes it up to the stratosphere. It could linger for months to years. In one of the team simulations, some two odd entity for 50 metric megatons of water vapor were left into the atmosphere.
detached sort of horror. A scientist tried to predict the aftermath. The simulations ran on loop across every channel. Gargantuan waves, the unfathomable energy release. Cities erased. But as extinction closed in, landing would be catastrophic. The day it happened, I stood on a hill overlooking the sea, foolishly thinking distance would offer safety, or maybe just a view of the spectacle. As extinction pierced the heavens and struck the water, another as if angered by the audacity of this cosmic intruder. In the distance where sky met sea, a wall of water formed a testament to our underestimation of extinction's power.
Is all too real. An 8,000 mile stretch of the earth is being ripped apart before my eyes. I can't fathom why people refuse to humble themselves and turn to God. It's as if they're addicted to their pride, their self-worship, their cruelty, but maybe that's why this intervention is necessary. Maybe it takes a cataclysmic event to shake people from their stupor and realize that love should reign supreme. Divine guidance. The next impact is imminent. It's time in North America. It's
it's like Yellowstone all over again, but on a catastrophic scale. A plume of ash will block out the sun and moon by a third, casting the world into darkness. There's any hope left for us? Will we ever learn from these devastating lessons? Or are we doomed to repeat our mistakes until there's nothing left but ash and ruin? Americans chose not to repent and depend on evolution and science. But unfortunately, people listen to all those who swore God was dead and Christ was not relevant to our society. The religious people, the political people, and the secular people all agreed that God was dead at best and had no interest in human affairs. This darkness is keeping people from the light and love of God, so it has to be totally destroyed. Extinction is coming now to our planet. May all the people understand the mercy of God and call upon His name in their last breath. And smoke, a grim reminder of humanity's folly. Never the harbinger of our destruction could have been a lesson in humility and repentance, but instead people turn to their idols of science and evolution, their faith in themselves blinding them to the mercy of God. Of their own fate. And now as the other
emerge from the plume. The buzzing symphony of chaos and despair, they descend upon us like a plague, a punishment for our arrogance and pride. But even now, as we stand on the brink of annihilation, there is a flicker of hope, a chance for repentance and salvation. I cling to that hope. From the coming storm.